Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's called menstrual equity, and it's a growing movement that's prompting legislation in Washington and in state capitals across the country, including several this year in Richmond. One proposal is from Delegate Kay Corey, a Democrat from Falls Church. It would require prisons to provide female hygiene products to prisoners at no cost.
It's not right to charge them, especially charging prisoners who really don't have access to much money at all. So it's wrong, and we shouldn't do it.
Another bill is from Delegate Jennifer Boysko, a Democrat from Herndon. It would eliminate the sales tax for feminine hygiene products.
A woman doesn't have a choice whether or not she needs to buy menstrual products, and because she's taxed on it, that's unfair, and it's discrimination. And so it's a parity issue and a fairness issue.
During a legislative hearing in Fairfax, several leaders of a newly created nonprofit thanked Corey and Boysko for introducing the legislation. The organization is called Bringing Resources to Aid Women's Shelters, known by the acronym BRAWS. I'm Michael Pope.